Prior to the start of the season on July 1st, many in the fleet expected the opener to be especially short, maybe just 3 or 4 days, since the harvest target was so low. But the low expectations may also have kept effort down. Management biologist Grant Hagerman says over 200 fewer boats fished in this year's opener than in last. Many boats from California and Oregon remain to work the fisheries there, and some Alaskan trollers may have considered chum salmon a better bet this year. Kings were few and far between.
And reports from the sport fisheries on the outside were, not good for May and June. The catch rates were low. Sport fishermen having difficulties even getting their one fish bag limits. And so that may have dissuaded the trollers somewhat.
That pushed the catch rate down to about 3,700 fish a day total, about 13 kings per day average for every boat, and extended the season to almost 2 weeks. While this isn't exactly a windfall for the boats that stayed in the fishery this year, Hagerman says it's comparable to other years when there has been low abundance. A more significant issue was distribution. The bite was inconsistent, and the kings seemed to be farther offshore than usual, 5 to 20 miles, and beyond the range of many smaller boats.
There were vessels that found kings that had a good king opening, but I think for the most part, trollers were frustrated with that. The kings were not in the traditional fishing areas.
Trollers went into the season earning a record price for June, $12.50 a pound for the few spring fisheries that were open. As usual, prices dipped to $8 on the first day of the season early on, but ticked back up when the market realized that there wasn't going to be a huge pulse of kings coming through the doors as in past years. Hagerman says the season average was $8.34 a pound. Saturday's closure doesn't put an end to fishing for the year. Trollers are already targeting chum and coho salmon. In fact, Hagerman says the coho picture is brighter than last year. With a good price, fish that are averaging a pound larger than typical for this time in the season, and fish that are available on the usual nearshore drags. Things have not gone as badly as they could have.
I'm happy to see that we're going to reach our target, and really to see cohos materialize over the last few days has been a nice change. That was a bit of a concern, but those fish are there, and things are starting to improve.
By regulation, the summer troll season for kings is split 70-30 between July and August. That leaves roughly 22,000 Chinook still to be caught. Although Fish and Game never reopened king trolling last August, triggering year-long acrimony between the fleet and the commissioner's office, Hagerman says that the additional preseason cut to the harvest was meant to prevent any similar closure this year, and he expects an opener as usual in August. The concerns over low Chinook escapement in Southeast's Big River systems remain, however. Despite conservation measures last year, Hagerman says it looks like a number of wild systems will not meet their escapement goals. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.